This is speaking feedback for Joanna for the sample response about product quality. So for this response, I know that you understood the lecture. I know you understood it. It was about aspects of a product that people consider when, you know, when choosing to buy something. You were able to introduce that topic very clearly. The first one was reliability. The second one was features. Now, I know that you understood because of what you said, that you know what reliability means. You know what the features are. So I know that your comprehension is great. And that's very good. I'm glad that you're understanding what you're hearing. You're also able to organize the information well. You introduce the topic clearly. You move into your first point. You move into your second point. You know that you have to talk about the examples. I'm also not concerned about your ability to organize the information. You seemed able to do that within the time. So none of that is something that I'm concerned with. And obviously, the more you practice this, the more comfortable you will feel with the strategy, etc. My main concern with this response, and this may not be the case with all of your responses, but this one, my main concern is the delivery, meaning there were some parts of the answer where the way that you are speaking is somewhat of an issue. Sometimes it was maybe some words that were mispronounced, and I'll get more specific in a minute. Like, for example, the major considerations instead of major. You said reliability instead of reliability. So there are words that are mispronounced here and there. Sometimes it's the way that you say things. Sometimes it's like the grammatical structure that's off. Like when you describe reliability, where you said reliability, this is the expected to work, the woodwork of the product. And that's not the correct structure. What you should say is reliability is how, or is a product works the way we expect it to work, right? Or the absence of problems. That's reliability. Okay, so you got it. You know, the way that you structured the sentence was off. That happened in some other places too. So when you're talking about features, you say the features are easy to use, but it's not the features that are easy to use. It's the features make the product easy to use or comfortable, right? Okay. Another word that you mispronounced was the word describe. You said describe, right? So because of these things, where like there are words that are being mispronounced, there's the grammatical structure errors, you have that very long pause when you're saying that a feature is something that's not necessary to have. That was about a 5-second pause. That's a really long pause. So all of those things together, because it's not just one thing, it's a bunch of things that are kind of all happening at the same time. That is what is going to bring the score down. Not very low. You're not going to get a very low score, but it will affect the score. You know, now, I don't know exactly why this happened. Maybe this is something that happens in all of your answers. Maybe it was just this particular one. Maybe you were feeling especially nervous or uncomfortable with this material. Maybe you felt like you didn't fully understand it. I'm not sure what happened here. But the good news is that, I know that you understand what to do. You know how to time it. You know how to organize it. I think you understood the material. None of that is, from what I can tell, an issue. What the issue is, your delivery was a little bumpy. So something to, think about. If when you're practicing and you record yourself and you pick up on some patterns, which is what you should try to do when you record yourself, listen to what you're doing and see if you can pick up on, I think I tend to make this kind of mistake a lot. And you can start to fix patterns that you are picking up on. So that is something that, you know, you can do to work on this. You know, you're not helpless, you're not, you know, just destined to make these, you know, mistakes. You know, keep practicing, record yourself, go back and listen to what you do and what you say, and try to pick up on, you know, I tend to make this kind of mistake, or I tend to get nervous with this kind of topic, or whatever it is, whatever pattern you can pick up on, and then you can work on fixing whatever problem that is coming up more often than others. So this response, I would give this a fair. So between a 2.5 and a 3, you know, maybe a 2.7 or something around there.